Well, I think part of the reason we don't know very much about this story widely is that it really runs against some deeply entrenched and closely held myths and ideas that we have about the history of the United States.
So it all goes back to our human desire that our characters from history are not too terribly complicated.
Right. I think what this material does is really challenge some of the myths and stories that, you know, we all learned growing up and that have been taught for generations.
How and where did slavery first emerge in the Native American South?
Sure. Well, as far as we can tell from colonial records, Native Americans often entered relationships and agreements with colonial authorities that they would patrol the woods and catch Africans who were attempting to liberate themselves by escaping. And so there was that early relationship with some Native people serving as slave catchers, effectively. And then what I see in the Choctaw and Chickasaw case are many examples of Choctaw and Chickasaw warriors saying, well, I've captured your slave, but I'm not going to return this person because I now understand the value that you place on this person, and I will profit from owning this valuable human property. And so there's this period in which I think Native peoples realize their potential to exert some leverage in their relationship with colonial authorities over the possession of enslaved people.
You have stated in the early part of your book that this work is principally in the field of African-American history. And from the standpoint of these people, however, what do we do with the mindset of Native Americans during this period, as many tribes saw their own people become slaves to white men?
So for many Native peoples, even as they were facing their own pressures and sources of exploitation, they nonetheless saw the possibility for gaining some power and some wealth through slaveholding and enslaving other people. They argued this is a fundamental property right in the United States. You have to recognize this as our fundamental property right as well. And so slavery really became a central issue of debate and disagreement between the federal government and Indian governments, as Native peoples really insisted on having the same property rights that white Americans defined for themselves. In the Choctaw and Chickasaw nations, slavery is not abolished until a full year after it's abolished in the United States. Choctaw and Chickasaw lawmakers abolished slavery in 1866, April of 1866.
So why exactly, Barbara, is it important to get in touch with this piece of history?
Well, I think it adds a new dimension to our understanding of U.S. history. I mean, it certainly adds a new way of thinking about the South as not just white and black. And it adds a new chapter to thinking about the history of the black freedom struggle in the United States, if we think about places where slavery in the U.S. continued after the Civil War.